BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Dis. Prefixes, almost by definition, don't occur as separate words. I mean, that's what they're for. They're for modifying a word, occurring before a word and making it change its meaning. Happy, unhappy. National, denationalised, and all this sort of thing. They don't normally occur as words on their own, but occasionally they do. You've perhaps heard anti. He's very anti-something, A-N-T-I. Or he's very pro-something. Well, they're prefixes which have suddenly become different words. Now, they've been around a long time. A recent one, an absolutely fascinating one, is this prefix dis, D-I-S, or sometimes D-I-double-S. It's from the word disrespect, to show disrespect to somebody, from the noun, by insulting language or insulting behaviour. It means basically to put somebody down. It's American black English slang, really, and it's been around since about 1980. And what's happened is that it's come to be used as a full verb. You can say now, I dissed him. I dissed him, or stop dissing her. And that's the interesting thing, that it's the prefix that has become the verb. It's a most remarkable development.